brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, despite all the bad things that are happening around the world and what evil people are up to as they team up together to feed on the rest of us, it's still a beautiful day and life is wonderful, and at least we're waking up on a planetary scale to what the globalists are engaged in on a planetary scale. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really do appreciate you tuning in. It is Wednesday. It is already good old Wednesday, or Thursday, the 15th day of May 2008, and we're going to be live for the next 4 hours. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a really big radio show lined up for you today. Jim Tucker is going to be popping in on the show coming up in the third hour, and we're going to find out if he believes that the Bilderberg Group really met in Athens, Greece, outside Athens, Greece, in the Mediterranean last weekend, or is this Greek newspaper wrong? Is Bilderberg.org and Tony Gosling wrong? Tony Gosling's a pretty credible guy, and he seems to think that that was the intel they had before they were going to be meeting in the next few weeks in Greece, and that indeed that is what has now transpired and happened. This is a victory for the Bilderberg Group that for 30-plus years has always had their events covered, even back when the media denied the group existed more than 10 years ago or so. It really upset them and has exposed the shadow government. A lot of the leaks and information we get out of the hotel after they leave or while they're there from those that are serving them, the scraps of paper, the itinerary, things of that nature have given us a lot of key intel for the year ahead, and if this is indeed the case, it's not a good thing. So we'll find out with Jim Tucker popping in to see if he thinks this has really happened or if this is another diversion that some folks have bought into. We'll be talking again with Jim Tucker coming up in 2 hours from now. In the meantime, wide open phones today throughout the first, second, third, and fourth hour at 1-800-259-9231. I was babbling a bit there at the start of the show, stumbling a bit because I have so much here in front of me. This is some of the news that is coming up. Wired Magazine, could soldiers be prosecuted for thought crime? That's right. They are now announcing that they're making the troops take implantable chips, as we told you years ago they would do. And now they're announcing that they will have their brain chips. This, of course, was in declassified military documents in 2000. Now they're telling the general slave public. But you'll have access to the latest upgrade of video games like Wii, so what? Also, Homeland Security to train cops to combat roadside bombs in the United States, all part of the false hysteria and fear about imaginary terrorists. The real attacks are carried out by our loving government, which is not our government. It's a foreign-owned corporation. Arizona State University test pandemic flu plans. Chicago citizens reject terror drill fear-mongering. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation, 5 to 10 years in prison. It has passed. It is now the law. Don't forget that the private prison industry is lobbying all 50 states to increase laws and penalties to pack all their private prisons. You thought sending the pot smokers to jail was okay. Well, they're going to be sending you to jail for speeding, buddy. And the felons are going to be the jail guards. So enjoy the new America. Gun owners protest police action despite the fact they were allowed to own guns in the town. Their guns were confiscated. And also, these tornadoes that have been happening, FEMA locks down the cities and confiscates the guns. That's happening. See, it's now a regular course of action. Globalists take a step closer to $200 a barrel oil. U.S. heading towards double-digit inflation. England in double-digit inflation, Bank of England says. We will get into Pentagon carpet bombs. The opposition in cyberspace admits they're engaged in propaganda. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, there's a group called Screwless Change that has logos like 101st, Fighting Keyboards, We Eat Chickens for Lunch. Most of the guys on there admit they are currently in PSYOPs or working for the military. I don't know if they're openly paid to run their website of disinformation and lies and black propaganda. By black propaganda, they go out and cover kook 9/11 groups. And, I mean, that goes back to the 60s. You know, they would put somebody on the stand during the Garrison trial on JFK, and then one of his star witnesses would suddenly, you know, start acting insane like a chicken on the stand, and then the media would cover that. So they, you know, they have people running around in Hitler mustaches in front of news cameras screaming 9/11's an inside job and waving signs saying that 9/11 Truth carried out the bombing of the military recruiting center in New York, and Howard Stern has them on to run around screaming in Hitler mustaches. I mean, people see right through what you're doing. I mean, I want everybody to understand that. I mean, they don't even hide they're from the military. And I have all these articles here today where the Pentagon just says, yeah, we're engaging propaganda on the Internet, domestically, internationally. Yeah, we've got private corporations hired and our own troops doing it and CENTCOM's doing it. And that's what they're admitting. And then these guys all have handles. You know, when they come on your message boards and comment pages, and then you can even find their the handle they use, and they'll go to their MySpace, and it's them in Iraq, or it's them at CENTCOM, and they say they're in PSYOPs, and they don't even hide it. I mean, it's just because to them, they think it's normal. They think it's good. They think being in the military and engaging the American people and trying to lie about us and put out this info, they think that's normal. They think that's good, so they don't even... CENTCOM in the Pentagon doesn't even really have them hide it anymore. But there's one of them on here saying, hey, I just got the word I've got to take the chip. And he goes on to say, it's a little creepy, but, you know, they're ordering me to, so I'm going to do it. And then he posts on one of the pages his papers and why he's getting the chip. And I know enough about it to know that he's either knows about the real program and is wanting us to bite on it so he can then say, oh, I'm not really getting it. It's kind of a black propaganda deal again. Or probably not. The way this is phrased, it's like, yeah, I'm getting it, and, you know, it's kind of a good thing. And then the guys are commenting on the page saying, yeah, you know, this is just a conspiracy theory to be against it. It's, you know, this trackable RFID embeddable chip in your skin's good. Of course, 5.5 years ago when my cousin knocked on the door, he's been in Iraq, Afghanistan 3 times, Iraq 2 times, but in between that he is dealing with infrastructure protection and the government and the army keeping us safe here in Austin. And but he did say, yeah, we were told that all the officers were going to get chips in 2 years that are in his area, and they all got their chips. And but then you can't talk about it once you get them. And then now the lower level people are getting their chips. And I'm just going off the DARPA report released on the 7th of January 2000, where they said next they would have you take brain chips, and then they said that we would all basically then become rack heads or wire heads, kind of like how a lot of the workers in Japan just live in apartments that are coffin size that just slide into the wall at night, and you have your own TV and stuff in them. Well, they say you're going to have a brain pleasure interface. Soldiers will have an amnesiac interface that erases their memories, and that the troops will be rewarded with drugs, rewarded with pleasure, rewarded with sex simulations. The public will be, and the pleasure will be so great that you won't be able to refuse it, and so then we'll stop breeding. That's what the more friendly eugenicists say, that we're all just going to be put in racks. And they talk about how they're going to phase it in with first promoting the microchip, for security, for Alzheimer's, for prisoners, for police, for military, for security, and then how they would make you have it to have other security jobs or in power plants or in nursing homes. And then if you want to be in the military, you got to have it. And the fighter pilots are the first to get the brain chips. By the way, they've already got research programs doing that, and that's admitted now. It's been going on for 20 years, but now it's admitted. And that then you just won't be able to have a job, period, if you don't have it. And then it will just be put into place. And the military says their job. And by the way, goofballs from CENTCOM listening, I mean, you want to go read it for yourself? Federation of American Scientists published it. The military freaked out and said, that's classified. And the Federation said, you gave us this to us for release. And they said, well, we don't want that out now. But then it was too late. Now it's finally 8 years later in Wired Magazine today, so we'll cover some of that. And, I mean, I'm not the one saying that the Army's job is going to be inducting the citizenry by 2025 into our racks. Into our hive racks where we're going to live. I'm not the one saying it. They say this is operational program for full dominance, for, quote, full protection of the public. We must be put in racks, and it'll be no terrorism, no crime, no problems. Now, I know you're not going to go check it out, CENTCOM guys. You're too busy at the bar and playing baseball and acting tough and laughing at us and, you know, doing all the things you do. Hey, Burmese, get in here. Burmese, we're up here at like midnight last night working, and he finds all this where they're going, yeah, we're getting our chips, and I guess it's good. It wasn't on my desk. Where is it?
No, it should be right on your desk.
No, it was a giant. I cleaned off my desk, and now it wasn't on the top. But I mean, you got all this paperwork, right? Because, you know, they got to prove everything on the Randy forums. There was a link over to that. Oh, you got it. Good job. I want to talk to you about this like at 12:30. Hey, thank you so much, Burmese. But I mean, he's got his implantable RFID paperwork here, and then the guys all post here. Well, this is good. I mean, see, they had the first deny it was all happening, but then once they make them do it and they find out we were telling the truth, they go, okay, well, I'm for it. See, that's a way a coward operates. They say, that's not real. That's crazy. That'll never happen. You know, because I happen to be reading DARPA documents. And then when it happens, you go, and you can see it in the message board take place. First, it's kind of creepy, but I guess it's an order, and it's to keep me safe. And then by 5 posts down, yeah, you're right. It's great. It's wonderful. God, man, why didn't I see it? This is the most fabulous thing since sliced bread. It's like they're denying there's a North American Union. Meanwhile, they're on C-SPAN announcing they're already merging the EU with the U.S. and have already signed the agreement. We're already in the transatlantic union publicly, and you can't even get when the president's giving press conferences saying it with Merkel and Barroso. Doesn't matter to you, CENTCOM boys. You're at the topless bar there in Florida at night and having fun with your buds, and your commanders know how to manipulate you and pat you on the head, and you're all in this little brainwash cult, and you went through 8 weeks of brainwashing and sleep deprivation and shaved head, all Jim Jones control, and you know it all, and you're the tough guys, and you've got it all figured out. Meanwhile, I'm reading the military saying you're going to come and force me into Iraq by 2025. Yes, wires into my head, put me into Iraq. And that's what all the top futurists say, and the Warwick professor, and the heads of all of it. And I told the story on local radio today. I'll just tell it again briefly. I've mentioned it, but I remember being about 10 years old, and my dad, you know, was a local dentist on a dental office, and he comes in, we're having dinner, and he says to my mom, he says, Carol, there's a secret government program. You know, I was top of my class and top of my class in dental school, but they're recruiting a lot of area dentists. That have, you know, experience with grafting and with implants, you know, new teeth implants, and with oral surgery. And it's that they wouldn't, you know, I'm not allowed to sign on the program to even learn more, but we get a lot more money, and we'd move to Maryland and it'd be a secret program. And it's all they told me is it's huge, and I know it must be big because there's a bunch of other dentists here in Dallas who they're recruiting right now for a secret program in cybernetics. And I was like, what's cybernetics, Dad? And I was like, I don't know, 10, 11, the first Terminator just come out. And he said, remember when we were in the hotel a few months ago down in Austin visiting your grandmother? I still remember this. And he goes, remember watching that show Terminator that was on HBO? Well, that's kind of what it's like. But he said, they won't let me know all those details unless I sign on to the program. My mom's like, I don't want to leave Texas. And he's like, well, it's, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars more than I'm making a year now. And his dental practice was struggling, and you know, the IRS had just taken some of his money, and stuff like that was happening. And I remember them having discussions in the car, driving to church about, well, should I join the government program? That was 24 years ago. I was 10 or 11, 24, 25 years ago. Tex Mars is, of course, a professor of space and aeronautics, written government textbooks on robotics, pretty smart guy, and he remembers 30 years ago when he was a professor, guys he knew at UT leaving for secret nanotech programs and cyborg programs. We've had him on. See, when you're in academia or a physician, you'll hear that, and dentists are perfect because they work with bone cartilage interfaces, and that's why they mainly wanted dentists. Lord knows what they're doing with the troops, but I'm told from certain sources that it is extremely grisly. And they've also developed, obviously, humanoid clones. Yes, folks, in 1998, they admitted they were growing humans in utero of cows that were part cows, so they wouldn't have rejection, just for organ harvesting. Again, you don't get women to carry babies generally and then let them, you know, you take their heart and liver and things out and body parts and sanguinate their juices for different programs. But this is all going on. And I'm sorry, my dad did sit at the dinner table, and he did almost go for a human cyborg program with the government, okay? I mean, to go do this stuff as one of their mad scientist technicians, and they were getting, my dad's, I don't remember the exact number, but he said lots of Dallas dentists. The cream of the crop, they were just scooping them up. And imagine every major city just scooping up this dentist. I mean, a huge project where you need thousands of dentists. I mean, I'm guessing at the number. If he said he had colleagues they approached and other people in Dallas he knew that were going to do it and other oral surgeons, I don't know. But, see, this is the real class. This is the real government. Lord knows what's really going on in there. Who knows what's really happening in there? And so, see, it's not about sucking your thumb and acting tough and driving your vet around with your Marine quartets and walking into the base and you got the security clearance and you get on the keyboard and fight American Al-Qaeda Alex Jones because that nut says they're going to put chips in us. They're going to put them in your brains, you little dummies. And through peer pressure, you're going to do it. And then they're going to remote control you to run around the streets having your way with us. I got a bunch of news I'm going to cover first. Then your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side.
Got a big guest joining us next week.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide.
I sailed a schooner.
I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide. We're stealing
water. You know, I want to get to the news, but it's hard to cut any one of these guys off.
A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around.
We owe it all to them, the explorers.
I'll always be around.
The trailblazers. The rebels. The renegades. The fighters. The real men. And the strong women that supported them.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side,
the trailblazers,
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Past, present, and future.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. But I will remain. And I'll be back again and again and again.
You only live once, all you sitcom fools. Deep in your gut, you know you're on the wrong team. Those Muslim boogeymen, they dangle in front of your eyes all day, and that you think you're cutting the rules, breaking the rules, doing all this to protect the U.S., but look at your bosses. Get rid of our dollar. Get rid of our sovereignty. Get rid of our borders. Get rid of our good name while they fund your little Muslim cullies who go out there and carry out some of the real terror attacks. The low-intensity conflict on the ground level, so you can spook the nation of cowards that we've become here and going along with your corporate bosses. I mean, the news I've got here in front of me while I was talking about microchips, soldiers could be prosecuted for thought crime, and it says the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is funding a number of technologies that tap into the brain ability to detect threats before the conscious mind is able to process the information. Already, there's a Pentagon-sponsored work on using the brain pattern-directed capabilities for enhanced goggles and super-fast satellite imagery analysis. What happens, however, when the Pentagon ultimately uses its advanced capability for targeting weapons? And then it goes on, but if you read the actual report that they're 8 years late reporting on, the very reports, they tell you the 5-year, the 10-year, the 20-year strategic plan, and it says that it ends with the government inserting us all into racks in the wall. And they're already implanting the fighter pilots in the some of the research labs. This has been confirmed and even leaked out mainstream news with brain chips that hook into the optic nerve. And that's just how it is. Oh, you want to be an airline pilot? Well, you got to have the enhancement. And then you're part of that elite class. Oh, I've got it all. But for the general public, it's going to be, again, they've done tests with monkeys. They've done tests with pigeons. They've done tests with rats. They've done tests with pigs. They've done tests with horses. And they put them in stalls, put them in cages, put them in containers. And they have a button that they teach them how to push. They show them how to push. And when they push that button, an implant in their brain, 60 years ago when they first admitted they were doing it, 60 years ago in the 50s, they would have a wire going into the brain. And it was into the pleasure center, and the monkey, the rat, would just sit there punching for 3-4 days, and then they'd be laying there on their side a week later. There'd be a huge pool of urine and feces around them. And I'm not trying to be gross here. I've seen photos of it, research labs, and they just punching, clicking. Well, it's much more complex than that. When the general public finds out that they can go, say, have sex with every favorite movie star they've got, and that it's real for all intents and purposes, it's over. Stack and rack me. It's over. New World Order wins. Total control. What do I call that? I call it flat out satanic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Folks, this is Webb Pierce. Now, speaking of gas for your car, well, you know, gas is gas anywhere you get it. What you're looking for is quick service and all those little extras that go with it. Now, my buddy here, he knows just where you can go to get that type of service. Go ahead, good buddy. Let him in on it.
Well, I just popped over the old state line. My headlights focused on a welcome sign. When hiding in the bushes there waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Shouting, look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. He dragged me off to the old town square. The justice of the peace awaiting for his share. He said, look at here, boy, you better slow down. You're in a heap of trouble in this one horse town. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those, drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, J.P. Blue. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock them when they're leaving blue. A kangaroo court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown cruise. Got them, drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, J.P. Blue.
You better pray to me and you better lick my boots. I'm an officer and you're a lowly civilian. Go ahead.
The woman getting mugged in the heart of town. Yells for the cops, but there's none around. The down on the interstate setting the trap. A hunting for a live one to skin and wrap. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. When a sign says, welcome to God's country. Good, you got competition from a slick JP. Fuzzy old buzzards are filling their craws with highway robbery in the name of the law.
look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, GP Blues. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock 'em when they're leaving blues. A kangaroo court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown crew. Cut them, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, GP Blues. Cut them, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, GP Blues.
Lick 'em, lick the boot. Here. Now I want you to lick 'em that way, lick 'em this way. You learn, you scum, you civilian trash.
Yeah, that's a Dick Curless remix with a little bit of me online. You know, I had heard Dick Curless when I was a little kid, driving along with some of the old country bumpkins I'd be riding along with, taking me to my deer stand when I was a kid. And I remember hearing Frank, Dick Curless and some of the other guys. And, boy, I was on YouTube late last night watching different videos with Dick Curless. That is some good country music there, good buddy.
And my good buddy there has got the kind of service you need, all the little extras.
It's got police beating citizens up and throwing people out of wheelchairs. It's the music video they put together. I mean, it's so horrible. When they threw that quadriplegic out of the wheelchair and broke one of his legs for no reason, they defended it. You think you're going to keep being able to sell that to the public? I mean, you really think that much of our common sense has been driven from us that we don't understand it? These poor cops, trained by the system to be power mad, out of control individuals, some of them, and they have no idea that they're in the grasp of a scientific dictatorship that's attacking them every single day and every single way. Okay, look, I'll just take some calls now at 1-800-259-9231, and then I'm going to run through more of the news. And believe me, it's all crazy. It is all out of control. And I'm going to have Burmese pop in here with us in about an hour to talk about our friends over at LoveLooseChange.com. It's actually Screw Loose Change. But going, yeah, we're getting our chips. But, you know, hoorah, you guys are traitors. Oh, man. But they now say we're crazy not to want our chips, see? They didn't exist before, but now we're crazy not to want them. I mean, who doesn't want one? It helps our troops. If you're against the chips, now you're against the troops and against victory. Burmese, why are you against red, white, and blue? Why do you hate America? Yeah, you hate America. Hey, did you get up early this morning? You said last night that the crazy no-planers were definitely on Howard Stern's show? Last night it was on the Stern's website that the no-planers were in studio. Did that happen?
I'm not sure. I know Paula Gloria was definitely on the bill. I tried to listen to the replay this morning, but it's a five-hour show, but I'm looking into it.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'll know.
See, it's sick and funny at one level, but it's not at the other.
I'm pretty upset about it.
I'm not, you know. The Pentagon's going to do what they're going to do, folks. And there's no doubt that crew of people, I mean, it's street acting, running around with Hitler mustaches, attacking people, going, nah, with news crews that always show up right when they're there, and just doing all sorts of street theater, imitating waterboarding, and saying that, you know, we carried out the attack on the Army recruiting facility. I mean, it's black propaganda. They're going to put them all over TV, all over everything else doing that, and sick parts of our movement are going to say, well, we need to listen to this. We need to go along with this. But it's all an act. They're not crazy. They're actually pretty good actors. And that's just, I mean, did you think the New World Order wasn't going to try stuff, wasn't going to do that? Black propaganda is their favorite. And I see this as a great victory. The fact that the Pentagon's putting out reports saying 9/11 truthers work for Ahmadinejad in Iran, and that's just laughable. That we're putting that out on the payroll of Ahmadinejad, and then conversely, that we believe that cartoon images hit the towers and that no one really saw planes hit it, and that it was CG'd into the blue sky. I mean, that only shows inquiring, intelligent, discerning minds just how real all of this is. And so I'm actually quite pleased by it. Look, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's CENTCOM propaganda men and all their street actors running around in Hitler mustaches to get attention couldn't put it back together again. Okay, it's over. It's been declassified too much. The government admits they've carried out a bunch of other attacks. And see, we're not going to get into space beams and play the game that Bush administration officials who come out for 9/11 truth do to discredit everything. We're going to go, hey, did the government stage the attack on the Liberty with Israel? Yep, declassified. Did they stage the Gulf of Tonkin attack to get us into Vietnam? Yep, declassified. Is Northwoods declassified to stage attacks? Yes. Did they stage attacks in Iran to overthrow Mossadegh? Yes. Did they stage all these other attacks under Operation Cyclone? Yes. Did they stage all these other attacks under the NATO option and under Gladio? Yes. Is that admitted in the CIA fact book? Is that even on the government's website? Yes. Okay, done. Who has the motive? Did neocons write memos saying they needed terror attacks? Did Gary Hart, CFR top strategist for Homeland Security, write a letter to Ahmed Dinajid saying, we staged the attacks, you better watch it, better do what we say, we'll stage more? Did we go interview him and did he admit, yes, that's what I said and what I meant? Yes. Done. It's over for you, sitcom. And I bet you're scared because a lot of you figured out your masters carried out the attacks, but in closed door discussions, it's kind of like, well, we had to do it. You know, it's a military sacrifice. The Arabs are so dangerous, and to defend America, we had to kill 3,000 to get the resolve of the country up to, quote, fight the greater threat. You know, that's what, you know, we've now gone to West Point military training school. We learned about necessary pawn sacrifice and how a commander will put a platoon in, a division in, you know, from 20, 30 people to 10,000 people because... You know, you've got to lure the enemy in and then have a decisive victory. Because if you didn't do that, you'd end up losing 10 times as many men. And so that's why we did 9/11. And you guys are still traitors, and we're going to deal with you. You're not going to deal with anybody. You're going to fail. You understand? It's disgusting what you did. It's degenerate what you did. Even if you were for the United States, and even if this really was to get us to face a real threat, it would be immoral, totally evil, and wicked. To do something incredibly evil in the name of good. By the way, that's their motto. That's how they sell the youngins to get into it. Later they find out, no, it's for evil and power's sake. But it wasn't to defend America. It wasn't a staged event to meet a real threat, as you were taught. It was so that the globalists could destroy America and dismantle our freedoms and liberties and sell us off in pieces to the multinational corporations. That's what happened. You think you've gotten some high level of knowledge and some dark truth that you're guarding the goodness with great evil and the bodyguard of lies and I'm weak-minded and we just can't face the strength you did and how you planted those bombs and how you did as team members for America. But now quite a few of your team members have committed suicide or died in weird car wrecks and you know they're killing you. You know they're killing your men now, aren't they? Yeah, in fact, you're even scared to tune in on the web and listen to this show because you know it's all surveilled. And now you're realizing you weren't on the winning team, were you? No, you're not. Disgusting. You can still ask God to forgive you, and I think even though you planted the bombs in the towers, God will forgive you. If you repent, but your leaders have hardened their hearts, they're not going to. The guys that pulled your strings... You know, they've got the will to do things. We have the will to cut off the finger to save the body. Cut off the foot to save the leg. And weak minds like Alex Jones just can't fathom the tough decisions you've made for this country. This country is already gone, you idiot. I just popped over the old state line. I was focused on a welcome sign. When there in the bushes a-waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Look out, stranger, you're headed for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. Ha ha! When the sign says welcome to God's country, you better look out. They got a mean JP. Fuzzy old buzzards stuffing their craw on highway robbery in the name of the law. I just feel like going fishing, man. Big cold front blew in. It's about 65 degrees outside. I like these overcast days. I want to go walk through the forest. Instead of sit here fighting with you CENTCOM idiots all day. Oh, God. Your whole family's future, you're flushing down the toilet.
But you're in control. You're part of the command structure. You know it all.
Oh, God. All right, let's just go to your calls. I'm going to go to you quick here. Jim and Mass, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Good to hear from you.
The reason why I'm calling is twofold. First, a couple of weeks ago, you had talked about the police chief in Springfield, Mass., wanting to have his officers dressed in black.
Yeah, that was in the Associated Press. He said for intimidation.
Right. Well, I live in central Mass., outside of the second largest city in Massachusetts, which is Worcester. And the suburban cops have been dressing in black here for the last 2 years. It started with the canine cops. And then it now migrated into the cruiser police officers.
Well, you know, we have the federal grants why they do that.
Right.
You know why they do that. The federal grant says it is to project authority, i.e. intimidate people, as they admit, but also so that you don't recognize who they are. And it's going from a respectable suit of a guardian with, you know, the epaulets and the rest of it, to a monkey suit, a goon suit with a black baseball cap, so they can mix them in with felons and foreigners and military.
Right. I'm going to try to get it on my flip camcorder for you and send it over to y'all.
I mean, are you kidding? I mean, I see the cops. They're everywhere. They're dressed like
that. Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, and I actually asked one because he was at the veterinarian with his German Shepherd, and I was there with my dog, and I said, what's with all the camos and the black Marine uniforms and everything? And he says, well, you know, police officers are paramilitary anyways. And I'm like, yeah, to a certain extent. I thought more or less the state police are like that. He said, oh, no, the locals, we're being indoctrinated with that, too. And I had a little conversation with him. It was just, you know, very surprising.
That's good. They're going to take his mama's bank account just as much as they're going to take my mama's. He gets to be part of what he delivers.
Yeah. Now, the second point is we're homeschoolers, and we're part of a homeschooling group here. And we had one of our families go into the local library a couple weeks ago, like they normally do. And about 3 days ago, she had a warrant served on her by the local police. Four cruisers went flying up into her driveway, and they executed a search warrant. And she said, well, what's this all about? And he said, well, you know, you stole some books from the library. And come to find out, her 13-year-old son thought his mother had checked them out and put them in the book bag. And she says, well, you know, it was just an honest mistake. He arrested her for a felony over $250 for larceny. She's facing 5 years in 5 years in prison. But the thing was is the woman's got a medical condition, and he had her cuffed, and she has to use, you know, the bathroom. He goes, you're not using no bathroom. And he said, oh, yeah, you look like you're a Christian here, too. It's nice things that you're passing on to your kids. You know, we know about you homeschoolers, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we pass a law.
Have her contact me. I look, this is what happens. You have the communists that work at the library. They really hate homeschoolers. They think they're being not being given their, you know, their enlightenment in the public school, learning how to use Ritalin, Prozac, cocaine, heroin, and listen to gangbang music. And so they spy on them. Listen, this has been happening in Round Rock in Williamson County for a long time. Your video that you leave under your seat of your car, you forget, and they call, and, you know, the kid's got the flu, so you don't, you know, return the Blockbuster video. Within 2 days, and this has been in the paper, the police come and arrest you, and they charge you for stealing the video. And the video, the company's buying for like 50, 60 bucks a piece as a rental, because, you know, they have to pay more for that, because they're going to rent it out a bunch. And they'll charge you with, you know, all sorts of, serious misdemeanors and things over that, and that's happening everywhere. So give me that lady's name, email it to Aaron and Trey. Give me your name and number. I'd like to have her on.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Tell the story, though, so Trey knows what he's reading when he sees it. Trey at InfoWars.com, Aaron at InfoWars.com, Trey with an E, Aaron with two A's. Yeah, that brings me, I've got news here, where if you go over the speeding limit in Florida, you'll get 5 to 10 years in jail now that they passed that law. And all over the country, especially in Texas, we have more prisons than any other, you know, per square mile anywhere in the world in Texas. And they lobby. You can just Google it. Private prisons lobby for tougher laws, and it'll come up, a bunch of stories and news reports saying it's how wonderful it is. And they go lobby. They say, we want minor infractions, hard jail time. And they say, absolutely. And that's how it works. Look, when you go from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops, and now they're going to have 2 million environmental enforcers, and they got, what is it, like 5 million CPS workers or something, or total social workers. I mean, the numbers are just off the charts. They're just everywhere. And they're going to find something to do. You're going to get months in jail for a banana peel. You're going to get years in jail for a AA battery in your backyard. Your kid dropped out of a toy. But that's already happened, so I'm saying that. And it's not, in fact, I have the mainstream news articles here today. where all of this is happening, and I have told my wife, do not go to the library anymore. And she likes to go, and the kids like it, and they'll get like 20 books, and then we've got hundreds of books. We've probably got 500 children's books we've bought. And then hundreds of my parents gave me and others, just piles of them. The kids read all the time. And I told my wife, I've said, do not go to the library anymore, because we get these library notices. Probably about to get SWAT teamed over this, admitting this. But and, you know, she's got to pay bills. She can't find it, so she's got to mail in $100 because she can't find the little book that they claim is $100, you know, as they got these fines. And I said, listen, they're going to come here and arrest us, okay? No more library, okay? No more. No more. Now, not every area does it. Austin that I know doesn't come arrest you yet. But I don't take it for granted. I just do not go to the library. And I always get a receipt when I pump gas because they'll SWAT team you for that.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
In this Another Untold Story, we would ask that you excuse our dirty talk. Now with that said, we shall talk dirty by saying, yada, yada, yada. Now you hear people say that all the time, and they and you do not know what it means, what is said, what yada, yada means, or how it came to be in our society and vocabulary. Yada, yada, yada. Believe it or not, it is part of a war being waged against you and your country. And since we are talking dirty talk, let's talk about the word people refer to as the F word. Most do not know the origin of that word either, and the true original meaning of it. And what does that word have to do with the word yada, yada? Oh, it's quite a story that's not being told, as everyone uses these dirty words, but we tell it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. It's quite a story, and a war story between good and evil at that. So go to AnotherUntoldStory.com to learn the untold story of the dirty, dirty talk, yada, 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 and the effect of it on you and your nation.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com, AnotherUntoldStory.com, AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Yeah, try woman arrested for unreturned library books. And it's always the same. The person checked out hundreds, and you can find a bunch of stories on Google. And then they forget one, or they lose one, or more often than not, they turn it in and somebody doesn't file it right. And it's not the librarians that are doing this. The police are just sitting around waiting with their attack dogs and the rest of it, just wanting something. Just, oh, give us something. Oh, man, oh. And yeah, look at you homeschooling trash. we're going to get you. You're against the state. And they got them. They got these mental patients, psychopaths everywhere. All over the country, the feds are doing drills. And they've had this in Austin where I-35 gets shut down to some vet sees a box on the street and has a flashback. And they run up to the box and always act like it's real and freak out because they got to give their guys in black uniforms something to do to freak out about and fearmonger about. It's a nation of total cowardice. But again, they always treat it as real so that they can get everybody to keep reporting it. And the local report of the local Austin robot blew up a cardboard box by a trash can in downtown. And then everyone goes, oh, terrorists, oh, they're keeping me safe from them. Yeah, arresting you 2 days after your blockbuster video is not turned in. I've seen that in the news in Williamson County, and I know somebody it happened to. And when they say to the cops, they say, what do you mean? It's just a few days late. And they're like, shut up, you criminal. You know what you've done. We rule. Oh, it's so sick. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois. David just hung up, and Tim, Jay, and others. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Good, hardcore criminal. You ever had a late library book?
Yeah, many of them.
Well, that's why I don't exactly. And again, I read these stories all the time where somebody pumps gas, the credit card goes through, but somehow then doesn't register, and they don't get a receipt. Boom, they call the cops, they arrest them, beat them up, felony, life's over, doesn't matter. If there's even video, you stick them the card in, they say, doesn't matter, should have made sure. So I always get that receipt, and then if it doesn't print, I go in and demand one, and they always ninny and fussle bustle, and I go, listen, you're not releasing them on me. You're not going to release them. Go ahead.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you. I wanted to mention something to you, and it might have been, my question might have been answered by the last caller. But I live in a suburb of Chicago, and yesterday I was driving down the road with my kids in the car, and I came across this golf course that's closed down, and they had about five police trucks, you know, mobile command units and stuff in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But these trucks were from a town about 30 miles away from us, and there was five officers in the parking lot in full military, looked like full military combat gear. And they had a big sign out there that just said police training in process.
Yeah, all over the country, that may have just been some regular training, but all over the country, it's federalization drills. It's federal musters. And the dumb cops don't even know that. They just say, it's federal program. We all muster. Prepare to fight Ilko. And
Go ahead. I was just wondering, I mean, because I know that, you know, I'm a first-time caller, but I've listening to your show for a while, you know, and I know that there's, like, martial law happening in certain parts of the country, police state and stuff, and I'm just wondering if this could be, like, training for something like that, you know.
Oh, they did camp internment relocation drills in Chicago yesterday and the day before.
Really?
And in the stockyards in a major city. Oh, which city is that? They did mass processing drills at the old stockyards. So, yes, sir. No, that was in Des Moines, Iowa. I've got to pull the article out. Sometimes my memory fails. That was just a couple days ago we covered that. Stay there. We'll talk more about it. Listen, you want to read about camps? It's in the Houston Chronicle. It's in the San Francisco Chronicle. It's in the government documents.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.